Hello, my friends. Welcome back to English Unleashed. I'm Tom. In this episode, I will only use future tenses. Yeah, that's right. I will only speak about the future. I will tell you my future plans in different areas of my life. My work, my travel, my health, my hobbies, and my big dreams. The goal of today's lesson is simple. I want you to hear and feel how future tense works in real, natural English. I want you to understand how native speakers talk about what will happen, what they plan to do, and what they hope to achieve. While you listen, you can just relax, or if you want to improve even faster, you can shadow me. Repeat my words as I say them. Shadowing helps your brain think in English and helps your mouth move naturally. All right, are you ready? Let's start talking about the future. Okay, I will start with one of the most important parts of my life. My work. In the future, my work will change a lot, and I'm very excited about it. Right now, I'm an English teacher and a podcast host. But in the next few years, I will grow my online school and turn it into something much bigger. I will create a place where people from all around the world can learn English together. It will be a friendly and motivating space. It will be full of lessons. It will be full of practice activities and real conversations. Next year, I'm going to start a new online platform. It will offer short daily lessons, video classes, and live conversations. By the end of the year, I will have created over 200 lessons, and I will have helped thousands of learners. I will also start a new podcast series for beginners. It will focus on daily English conversations, and I will speak slowly and clearly so everyone can understand. Every episode will include practical expressions, small dialogues, and easy exercises. Another plan is to publish a book. I am going to write a guide about how to learn English with small habits. I will teach learners how to build daily routines. I will teach them how to practice speaking every day. And I will teach them how to stay motivated. I will finish the first draft by next summer. And I will publish it before the end of the year. In the future, I will also work with more teachers. Together, we will create courses on vocabulary, pronunciation, writing, and listening. Okay, now let's talk about travel. I love traveling, and I will visit many new places in the future. There is so much of the world I haven't seen yet, and I will make sure I explore as much as possible. Next summer, I'm going to visit Japan. I will stay there for about 1 month. I will explore Tokyo. I will try delicious Japanese food. I will watch traditional performances. I will learn some Japanese phrases. I will also visit some peaceful temples and will spend a few days in the countryside. After Japan, I will travel to South America. I am planning to go to Brazil first. I will learn about their culture. Every year, I will try to visit at least 2 new countries. I will take long walks in old cities. I will talk to local people. I will learn about their traditions. By the end of the next 10 years, I will have visited more than 30 countries. One of my biggest dreams is to travel around the world without rushing. I will take a long trip, maybe for 1 year. I will start in Europe. Then, I will visit Africa, Asia, Australia, and South America. I will see deserts. I will see mountains. I will see jungles and oceans. I will write a travel diary to remember every moment. I will also travel for work. I will give talks about language learning in different countries. I will visit schools and universities, and I will meet many teachers and students. I think these experiences will inspire me. They will make me a better teacher. Traveling will teach me a lot. It will help me understand people better. It will show me new ways of living and thinking. And it will make my life more interesting and colorful. Okay, let's move on to another very important topic, my health. I want to live a long, happy, and energetic life. So, I will make some big changes to my lifestyle. Starting next month, I am going to join a gym. I will exercise at least 4 times a week. On Mondays and Thursdays, I will lift weights to build strength. On Tuesdays and Fridays, I will run. I will also practice yoga 2 times a week. It will make me more flexible. It will help me relax my mind. By the end of the year, I will have improved my fitness level a lot. My diet will also change. I will eat more fresh vegetables. I will eat more fruits. I will eat more whole grains. I will stop eating junk food and sugary snacks. Every morning, I will drink a big glass of water. I will eat a healthy breakfast. I will also cook more meals at home. I will also focus on my sleep. I will go to bed earlier and will wake up at the same time every day. I will sleep at least 8 hours every night. Good sleep will help my body recover. It will improve my mood and focus, my concentration. I will also take care of my mental health. I am going to meditate every morning for 10 minutes. I will spend more time in nature because it will help me feel calm and balanced. In the future, I will run a half marathon. It's one of my health goals. I will train step by step. I will be ready for the race in about 2 years. By that time, I will have built strong habits and will feel more confident about my body and mind. All right, my friends, let's have a quick review before we move on. So far, we have talked about a lot of future plans. Will is used for decisions, promises, and predictions. For example, I will travel to Japan. I will run a marathon. Going to is used for planned actions and intentions. I am going to start a business. I am going to buy a guitar. Also, present continuous is used for future arrangements, future plans. For example, I am meeting my team next week. This means the meeting has already been arranged. I am traveling to Japan next summer. Again, this means your trip to Japan has already been arranged. Now, we use future perfect for things that will be finished by a certain time. For example, by 2035, I will have taught 1 million students. Okay? I will have taught 1 million students. Or, by the end of the year, I will have read 12 books. Okay, now I want to talk about my hobbies and the things I will learn for fun. Life will be more beautiful when we learn new skills and do things we love. One of my biggest plans is to learn how to play the guitar. I'm going to buy a guitar next month. I will practice 20 minutes every day. At first, I will learn basic chords and simple songs. Then, I will try more difficult pieces. By the end of the year, I will be able to play several songs. I will also learn how to cook new types of food. Every month, I will try a new cuisine: Italian, Mexican, Indian, Thai. I will follow recipes. I will experiment. I will invite my friends to dinner. Cooking will become one of my favorite hobbies. Another plan is to read more books. I will read at least one book every month. Some books will teach me about science. Others will take me to imaginary worlds. By the end of the year, I will have read at least 12 books, and I will have learned a lot from them. I will also spend more time on creative activities. I'm going to start painting again. I will paint landscapes and abstract art. Maybe one day I will have a small exhibition. I will also write more. I'm going to keep a daily journal. I will write short stories. Writing will improve my imagination. It will help me express my feelings. Learning new things will keep my mind active. It will make me more curious and more creative. It will give me a lot of joy and satisfaction. All right, finally, let's talk about my big dreams, the things I will work towards for many years. One of my biggest dreams is to create a language learning company that will help millions of people speak English confidently. It will offer online courses, podcasts, books, and events. I am going to write a book about language learning and motivation. It will explain how small daily habits will transform your skills. I will share stories of students who will change their lives through language. I will show how learning a language will open doors to new opportunities. I will also speak at international conferences. I will give talks about learning, motivation, and self-development. I will inspire others to follow their dreams. Okay, now it's your turn. Think about your future. Use these forms to speak about your life. For example, next year, I will move to a new city. I am going to learn a new language. Or, by 2030, I will have visited 10 countries. Speak your sentences out loud. Repeat them again and again. The more you speak about your future, the easier it will become to use future tenses naturally. Listen to this podcast again and repeat after me. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope this episode has helped you understand how to talk about your future plans in English. Remember, the future is not just something that happens. It's something you create. Every plan, every idea, every dream starts with words, okay? And now you have the words you need to speak about yours. Until next time, keep practicing, keep shadowing, and keep dreaming. I will be here with you in the next episode of English Unleashed. And I promise, the future will bring many more lessons, stories, and conversations. Until then, take care.